You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Hello and welcome to the Revive Us Now podcast. I am your host, Steve Gray, and today I've got some other folks with me. I've got Reverend J.D. King, who's pastor and author. We've got some of his books here, and I've got Zion Vieira to join us today, and we're going to be all talking together. And we're going to be talking about UFOs and revival, because we talk about revival. We're talking about revive us again, O Lord. Well, how can UFOs have anything to do with revival? Well, you may get a surprise. If you just keep listening, you're going to find out something that might really surprise you, because we're going to be talking about that. So anyway, but before we do that, let's talk about these books we have here. J.D. is an author of many books. You'll see the big stack here. Now, these are anything you want to know about healing. I mean, some of the, it's there. And these are big volumes. It's really worth getting. Some of the great scholars in our country have gotten this book and responded to those. And then, it's called Regeneration. If you're into healing, you really need to get these. Like I said, everything's in there. And then you have one. We laugh about the blue book. It's called You've Been Duped. And his wife, Bobby, laughs because she calls it You've Been Duped because it sounds like stupid. But this one is, everybody thinks the world's getting worse, and the premise of it is it's not. It's actually getting better and better. Right. You might want to get that because you haven't heard that. And then your latest book is called what? You
can Shift, talk about Leading it. In Transition.
And what's the premise of that?
Basically, how do we transform the world post-COVID? How do we actually move forward? How do we build, you know, businesses, educational institutions, churches to really touch lives and impact people? You know, it's time to lead out of the transitions and problems that we have today. Yeah.
So if you want to get these books, you can go to Revive Us Now Podcast, reviveusnowpodcast.com. I'm right about that, aren't I, Zion?
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. I forgot. We were just talking about that. Do we have them on there
We're going to say yes.
We're going to say yes. We're going to get them on there. reviveusnowpodcast.com, and you can get these books. And, of course, that's Zion Vieira down at the end. And he doesn't have any books yet because he's just stepping into the ministry.
No books,
and we're
no
trying
title.
To get him into the ministry before somebody talks him out of the ministry, right? I found a book that says all the about all the reasons to go in and all the reasons not to.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they're all right there. Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about it. UFOs are in the news today, and pilots and Air Force pilots, and people are saying they're seeing UFOs, and they're admitting it. The government's admitting it. Now, I'm going to admit it. Did you guys know I've actually seen a UFO?
I did not know that.
Yes, no, Kathy, okay. and fortunately my wife was with me, Kathy, or else nobody would, it was just me. They probably wouldn't believe me. But yeah, we saw one going down the highway, and it looked more like a rocket, it wasn't a flying saucer. And it, about a mile, just went right along with us, about as high as the telephone pole.
We saw one leaving from Independence, back to Lee Summit. We saw it, and it looked like more like a saucer, like, you know, what you picture in the alien books or whatever you read on the internet, you know. This probably about a month and a half ago, we're like, she's like, babe, do you see that? I'm like, no, I don't see anything. What are you talking about? We look up, and lo and behold,
the more we talk about this, the more we're going to find out maybe there's a lot more crazy people out there.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, people say they see them, and what are they, and what's going on? I want to start with a scripture, though, is a good place to start. And so I'm going to start with Colossians. As I read this, listen to these very important words when you're thinking about aliens, creatures from other planets, flying saucers, think of this scripture and those at the same time. Right. And it really means something.
Sure.
For in him, meaning Jesus, for in him, all things were created. Right. All things were created. Now get this, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, powers, or rulers, or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. So that just locks in pretty much everything out there, wherever you look up or down, all things were created for him, by him, and through him. So anyway, let's talk to J.D. just a minute here. This is opinion. You get to give your opinion. Yeah. What do you think? Have you believed in him? Have you ever seen one? Do you think people are crazy? What's going on in the air?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that we don't know anything about that exist. is this, you know, some kind of technology from China, another country that just is beyond our imagination? Is it something related to the supernatural realm with demons, you know, principalities, whatever? I don't know. Do I believe there are things we can't explain in this world? Yes. Do I think people are seeing things that don't make sense? Sure. Do I know what this is? No, I have no idea.
Yeah. some people think they're, you know, they're what we see in the sky, angelic beings. But the only thing that bothers me about it, I don't think they need a flying saucer to get around in. Sure. They never have in Jesus' day. They just showed up. So right. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I do think that there's a lot of probably technology that you know, there's people, you know, spying on the United States from other countries. So I don't know. That could be some of their technology. I don't know.
Sure.
But then again, I mean, it may be UFOs. I don't really, my theology doesn't get destroyed if there's creatures from another place. I mean, if they exist, Jesus is the Lord of them too, you know?
Yeah, because all things are created, and some of them got to know that there's a Messiah
out
there.
You'd think, yeah.
What about you, Zion? Like, I was going to ask you that question, because in 1982, the film E.T. came out, extraterrestrial.
Uh-huh.
Were you born in 1982?
Well, 82. My dad was 7 then.
Okay, so. I should be asking your dad. And I was going to ask him, did you ever have you seen the movie E.T.?
I think I've seen, like, bits and clips. Is that, I think it's the alien riding the bike across the moon or something, that clip where he's like,
the bikes fly and he wants to go home.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I've seen that clip, and I've seen the clip where he holds the finger out.
Yeah, that's it.
The glowing,
and he wants to go home.
Right, right. So yeah, no, I haven't actually seen that.
I saw it at the theater back in 82, so I mean,
okay. Oh gosh.
You know.
So I think I went to Disney World or wherever you go, and they had a ride, E.T., and you ride a bike in the air.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 8, so.
I was -17.
So what do you think? What do you think, Zion? You think there's life on other planets?
I think there's definitely potential for it.
Yeah.
You know, when I learned in school that, you know, when God said "light be" and He created the world, that's still happening to this very day because the Word of God never stops, right? So when God said "light be," I still believe that there's darkness being conquered by light outside of our solar system that we may not even discover. So I think the potential for there to be extraterrestrial life, you know, UFOs. I think there's definitely, you know, the potential for it. Would I be shocked if I heard there was? No. I think I'd be more shocked if I heard that there wasn't than that there is. So, like JD said, either way, doesn't shake my theology. So,
what do you think it is about human beings that they like to make them way more advanced than us? Because they always make the creatures from Mars.
Sure.
But they were always way advanced.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what is it about that we, I guess it's, we want to get scared. We want to
sure.
be spooked.
We're just, I think a lot of people are just searching, not to get all spiritual, but I guess we can, are searching for a greater power, and they want to see something great and magnificent, like all these superhero movies, the Marvel series that came out. You know, my generation especially loves those Marvel, I think a little bit of JD's, loves those superheroes. They love the ideas of the fantasies of having these powers, of having something greater than themselves. So I think for people to think, even for unbelievers to think, hey, there's something greater out there, you know, people who don't believe in God, to think that, like, and they grab hold of that because that's something within them that God is, that we know God has birthed in us to want to long to grab hold of something greater than we are.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's something else to this too, and I mean, I could be wrong on this, but, you know, there was a lot of UFO sightings in the 60s and 70s, you know, which would be during a similar social and political era.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that UFO sightings and all these things aren't real, but it does seem like certain times there's more paranoia and more uncertainty and maybe fear about existence, and maybe that in of itself opens our mind, emotions,
sure.
or whatever to see or seek after these things that give definition in times of anxiety. I don't know.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is, also the film Close Encounters, was it of the third kind or second?
Yeah.
So first, third kind.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I think it was in the late 70s.
Yeah, and there again. The desire to have a close encounter with a powerful,
sure.
a power mm-hmm. greater than mm-hmm. our own, mm-hmm. in and that search for it, and people go out. Even today, they go out at night. They go out to certain places in
sure.
the world
yeah, yeah.
and try to encounter a flying saucer, a spaceman, or whatever,
Sasquatch
space
woman.
Demon, whatever. yeah, right. Find something bigger and different.
Sure.
And yet, the odd thing about it, the ironic thing for me is, and then here I am. I go to church every week and preach from the Bible about a power that's greater than
right.
our own.
Yeah.
And God has always been a power, preaching about himself in the Word of God, about a power that is greater than our own,
right.
that can give us life, that is more powerful than right. death, that none of these creatures, not a spaceman, a man
sure.
or a woman
yeah,
from Mars,
right.
not, you know, not a, you know, somebody in a flying saucer or E.T. go home, and none of those creatures offer eternal life.
Right, that's so
and
true.
None of them offer what Jesus yeah. offers, which is real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a real encounter with the living God. And so it's kind of ironic that they're searching so much, and yet they can't find that there's people right in their own neighborhoods like
sure.
me. I, you know, in my, where I live, I'm trying to tell people in the world every week about a power that's changed my life.
Right. right.
And I mean, really changed my life.
Sure.
And really brought life within my life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it's a little ironic that, and we're, I mean, of course, not just us, people all over,
right. yeah,
all
yeah.
over the internet, all over churches trying to say, hey, there is a real life in Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Sure.
I came to give
Absolutely.
You an abundant life. I came to give you eternal life. I came to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And on the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they did something supernatural. They
right.
spoke in another language. They spoke in tongues.
Right.
And people are, oh, they're so afraid of that, afraid of that. And then they're standing out in the desert hoping a spaceship comes.
Right.
They're not afraid of that.
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
you know, so
yeah.
anyway,
yeah, yeah.
a little ironic. So that, well, anyway, I'll give my, here, I was trying to share about my theory about UFOs. And you know, in the Smith and Outpouring and in the Kansas City Revival, everybody knows, they've heard me talk about it, that we had people come from all
right.
over the world to seek it. And a lot of pastors, a lot of people, and they come from their churches, and it was not unusual to have them come and come for prayer. Pray for me.
Sure.
I want to take what's happening here, and I want to take it back to my church.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we experience that in such mm-hmm. high numbers and so often, the only way I could figure it out, when you see that, I see the news clip, you know, and the Air Force pilots taking picture
sure.
of that flying
yeah, yeah, yeah.
thing, you know, and they don't know what it is. I know what it is, and somebody gets a sighting, or somebody sees an ET
yeah.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I know exactly what it is. It's people coming from outer space, and they're seeking revival. And they want to take what we have and the people that have been touched by the power of God, and they're coming from out of now. They're not just coming from other parts of our country and other parts of the United
Mars.
States and other parts of and other nations. No, they're coming from the universe. They're coming from all over the universe saying, I want to take what you've got and take it back to, I want to get what you've got and I want to take it back to my planet.
That's right.
They're seeking revival. That's the only world I know. They're seeking revival and they want to take it back to their planet. So they're whatever they are, whatever they look like, they want to take it and say, I want my people to be touched
That's right.
by the presence and power of God. So we're praying for them.
All right.
We're praying for them and for us that, oh God, rend the heavens and come down. Until next time. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.